from Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Step it up, step it up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Teddy Mellencamp, who tells all on her shocking exit if she has any regrets with that Denise Richards drama and what life is like with three kids.
When I spoke to you last, I think Dove was only like 3 months old, 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, no, I don't know how this has happened.
I know. How is she doing?
She's doing great. She's wearing the doc band now, which is like the helmet. And the first couple days, it's always a little rough because they have to like get used to the skin, like their skin and it being hot, but she's doing great.
Good. I mean, that had to be such a scary experience.
But babies are so resilient. It was so hard leading up to it. And then she blew me away. I'm like, I can only think if it was like myself or my husband going through that, what we would have been like. Mm-hmm. And she was just, you know, she just wanted to be held and loved. And, you know, she's such a fighter.
Well, I'm so glad that she is doing well, because like I said, that is like no news that a parent wants to hear.
No. Definitely not. But, you know, I'm glad we caught it when we did, because had we not, you know, we'd be in an even tougher situation.
Mm-hmm. And then what other big milestones has she been hitting lately?
Well, she's in her walker now, and she can actually walk in the walker. So that's big. She's not actually saying words, but she's blabbering all the time. Like, my, 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 dad, dad, dad. But, you know, she's really just... It's so much fun because she also knows who everybody is now. Like, you see different reactions when her brother walks in versus me or Edwin or Slate, you know, so it's really fun.
Who does she light up with the most?
Cruz.
Yeah.
I feel like that's always the case though, because he is so funny. Like, he doesn't even know how funny he is, but like, no matter what the situation is, he makes you laugh. And it's the same case even with babies.
I love that. And then in the midst of all this, you guys just moved too, right?
Crazy. Yes. So we've been in the new house, I think like 3 weeks.
Nice.
Because the pandemic really kind of opened our eyes to, okay, we need to make a couple changes, because we had a baby, and like all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, when we bought this house, we didn't know we were having another baby. I can't be in a house with like this big view and this balcony and all these things once Dove starts like crawling around, and we're home all the time. No. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it took a little convincing, but then once Edwin, you know, once we saw this house, he was like, all right, done.
We're in. So you kind of moved because of safety precautions pretty much then.
Well, not just safety, but also our kids are home all the time now because they're doing school from home. So having a big open backyard, like my husband's a big view guy. So he loved the old house because it has this amazing view, but it wasn't like a situation where I'm in right now where like I can sit here and be at my computer and see my kids playing in the backyard. Mm-hmm. Now it's just that. So if my kids have a 15-minute break from school, I can see them go jump on the trampoline. I'm looking at them versus all right, let's load everybody up and go do this. Like, so it's really made it more convenient.
Definitely. How has homeschooling been going for you? That good?
It's actually going better than I would have thought. Teachers are incredible, because keeping those kids like engaged and excited about school when it's on Zoom. I know how I am after a couple of Zoom calls, and I'm like a zombie. So they're doing great. And then we have them in a couple social distance activities after school. So like, we've really been riding horses a lot recently. So it's like so nice for us to get out, do that. And then like, they have a social distance like sports class. So like, we're trying, because this age is it's so important for their, you know, social development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. What's been the biggest challenge going from 2 to 3?
You know, I have to be honest, I have help, and I didn't have it before. So I think that has, you know, it's been helpful, because I can either be with Dove or be with the older kids, like if there's something that, you know, needs more attention than the other. Mm-hmm. So being able to have that has been a game changer. But also, you know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Of course, the unexpected still happens. But like, I remember when I had Slate and I was still riding horses for a living, and like, I was like, oh, it's fine. I don't need to change anything about my job. I'll just take her on the road with me and I'll bring, you know, like, it'll be fine. And I was like three horse shows in and I was like, what am I doing? I'm not sleeping. I'm not seeing my baby. Like, I have to change my life. You know, like, now I kind of know.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything harder about this time around? Like, was breastfeeding, I don't know if you're breastfeeding, was breastfeeding more difficult? Was losing weight more difficult this time around?
You know, in regards to breastfeeding, I couldn't actually breastfeed, which it was hard because I found that out after the fact. So after I had Slate and Cruz, I had breast augmentation. I had, you know, I got my boobs done and I didn't ever think I was going to have more kids. You know, I didn't get pregnant naturally with them. And, you know, Dove was a, you know, a happy surprise. Mm-hmm. So when I was in the hospital, I was trying to breastfeed her and it just wasn't working.
Yeah.
And they had said, because of the, you know, the surgery, there's a chance that you can't afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I wasn't aware and I was super emotional about it, like cried about it for days. And then I just realized like, okay, I have to just let this go. You know, like the important part is that she's fed.
Right.
Yep. And, you know, I know that, yeah, yes, I was able to breastfeed the other kids, but that doesn't mean that I love Dove any differently or that I'm not supporting her in the same way. And I really had to let go of that like mom guilt that comes along with something like that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got an elective surgery and now this has happened. But, you know, I let it go and now I can kind of laugh at it and go,
yeah.
You know, like, wow, Teddy, you're really taking yourself seriously there. Like, cut yourself some slack.
But it's true, though. I mean, we put so much pressure on ourselves to, you know, you think you're going into it a certain way. And then if things don't work out the way it does, you know, you feel that mom guilt. But like you said, fed is best. And that's all that matters.
Yeah. And, you know, I think what helped me was like when I was in the hospital, you know, there's a huge breastfeeding initiative. So they just kept trying. And the more that they were like using the pumps and then the specialists coming in and all that, they were like just getting ginormous and nothing was happening. And then I was getting more emotional. And actually what my pediatrician, you know, said to me was just, you've got to take everything out of it that makes it personal and just say, I need to feed my baby. And that's the priority. Mm-hmm. And then once you do that, it's a lot easier. And then for me, it was also just telling our family, like, it sounds crazy, but we put as moms, like put so much like pressure on ourselves. It was like telling Edwin's family, like, I'm not able to breastfeed and explain the reason. And then once you kind of get it out there, then you let it go.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Yeah. You're like, I can breathe.
Yeah. Like, okay. And they're all like, okay. Yeah. Like, what do you think we're going to say?
Right. Totally. I did see on Instagram that you said that you are going back on birth control because there's going to be no more miracle babies, right?
No, I am back on birth control. Yeah. Well, I'm on birth control for the first time in I don't even know how long because yeah, now that I know that I can, I'm like, we don't, you know. But my husband keeps teasing me. He's like, I think we could have one more. Now would be a great time. I'm like, now would not be a good time. And no.
Are you open to more or are you like shops closed?
I mean, I'm saying right now, no, I don't think so. I feel like our house, like before Dove, I was like, I could imagine it. And I can't now. So I don't know what that means, but I like our house feels really complete right now.
Yeah, definitely. I always love asking parents this. What is one thing about parenting that you wish you knew before you had your kids?
That you're going to make mistakes mm-hmm. and that it's okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to get surprised and every day is a new day and kids are really smart. You're not fooling them.
Yeah.
So I think those are like the biggest things. And like the same way I, you know, tell myself or tell my clients or tell anyone, it's like, you've got to give yourself grace. You know, our kids do the same thing for us and for them, you know, so you just teach them about being vulnerable and being open and honest. And, you know, it's really fun.
It is. Every day is a new adventure. And yeah. I mean, you look fantastic. Do you feel like you are back to where you were pre-baby? And, you know, was this more challenging this time around?
It was probably the least challenging because I went in with the tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think before, you know, the whole reason I changed my life was because after Cruz, I felt really stuck and I wasn't taking care of myself. And I was, you know, kind of in my own head about, you know, how I was feeling. And I didn't have those feelings this time because I know what I need to, I know what to do to make myself feel my best. It's not about like fitting in a size, you know, a certain size jean. It's about what makes me feel my best. And feeling my best means like, I'm going to go on that walk or I'm going to, you know, put her in the carrier and I'm going to move. Because for me, it's for my mental health, even more than the physical, but then it changes the physical as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Is there anything that's off limits that you won't eat or drink ever?
Anything I won't eat or drink ever. Mainly that's because of like actual preference. Like I don't ever drink dark alcohol ever since like I was, you know, early 20s and made a couple mistakes with that. I don't drink.
But do you allow yourself to have those? I'm sure you allow yourself to have those cheat days and being able to, you know, kind of live a little.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to say cheat. I like to say flex.
Yeah.
You know, like I like to flex. And of course, there's going to be times where you're going to go out after, you know, a kid's thing and it's a kid's pizza party. It's never about that, but it's about learning how to get yourself back on track. Like for me before, what it would be was be like, all right, okay, I've become a Pizza Hut VIP member and now it's every day and it's all I'm, you know, so it's really just about balance.
Yeah, definitely. How has the quarantine tested your relationship with your husband?
It's a lot better now because we're in different spaces working. He was like invading my desk at the other house. And I was like, I need you and the loud talking in another area. But it's been good because you really have to be on the same page and really communicate because like we're all in this house. We're all in this together and we've got to like figure out what's going to work.
Definitely. Totally. And I know that there are some big changes that happened obviously over this, the past few months as well. And I loved how open and honest you were about leaving the Housewives. I mean, why was it so important for you to be so transparent about it? And I know Andy praised you as well.
Oh, thank you. No, I love that Andy did that. That was so nice. For me, the biggest thing was like, you see every time a housewife leaves and they're like, it was a joint decision. We just decided. And I was like, I can't do that. I know every time I read that, it's not true. I just can't. Like, and I mean, maybe it is, but I was like, I have to be transparent because for me, that's how I went into the show, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And like, of course there are those moments that like, there's going to be that pain. Cause like, it felt like a rejection or something like that. But in the end, you know, I am who I am and I have to be straightforward with the people in my life with what happened or else who am I?
Right. Yeah. No, that's so true. I mean, were you blindsided by this? Did you kind of feel that it was coming at all?
I wouldn't say blindsided because to me, the writing was on the wall a little bit when I saw that a bunch of my personal story wasn't there. So like, for example, I, you know, announced to the kids that I was having a baby and we did this really fun book and it was so exciting. And I remember our kids' reaction and it was like one of the best moments of my life. And I remember not wanting to do it on camera and being like, come on, this is a huge moment. We want to do it. And then it never was shown. And I was like, you know, those types of things kind of make you realize like maybe something's going on. Right. But no, I didn't. I mean, I read it on Daily Mail.
I mean, that was probably a bit disappointing for you to, you know, kind of read it in the press and not get the phone call right away, right?
I mean, I got the phone call a couple of hours later and I was like, okay, I was wondering if it was a rumor or not, you know, like, because a lot of the time you read stuff and, you know, whatever the reasons are, I don't know, but I think that it really is, it's meant to be like, I'm going to figure out whatever the next thing is that I'm going to do. And you know what, in the big scheme of things, I came out unscathed. My kids are healthy and happy and my marriage is good and my friendships are good. And I'm still friends with a lot of the women on the show and I wish everybody a ton of success.
I mean, I think that's the best way to go out is, I mean, it's kind of to go out on top, right?
It's like, I think that, you know, for especially what we're going through right now and the pandemic and all of these things, like, I feel like maybe I was like being looked out for in some way, like this would be hard to do this year.
Yeah. I mean, is it almost like a sense of relief not having to, because obviously there was so much drama last season. Is it almost a sense of relief not having to kind of put yourself into those situations anymore?
I mean, of course, nobody loves to like live in that anxious state or when you're in argument. Like I'm not a combative person in nature. You know, I'm a say it like it is type person, but I don't like being in turmoil. So yes, that anxiety part is, I'm so happy to not be a part of. Of course, there's a sadness when it comes to the like the rest of the girls and the crew and the people that I've spent, you know, over 3 years of my life with. I mean, we do it 5-6 days a week. So there's a sadness in that, but like the true friendships are going to still be there whether I'm on the show or not.
Getting Real with the Housewives is proudly sponsored by Nutrisystem. The Nutrisystem is a leader in the weight loss industry, having helped millions of people lose weight over the course of more than 45 years. Do you feel in these times of social distancing and working from home that weight gain has been creeping up on you with all those takeouts and snacks? Let me tell you, you're not the only one. Now, this is where Nutrisystem can help and get you back on track. The great thing about Nutrisystem is that it does all the calorie counting for you. The plans are designed by nutrition experts and provide you with the right balance of nutrients and the right amount of calories to help you lose weight safely. Nutrisystem is simple and convenient, and it's great getting delicious, filling meals delivered right to your door every week for way less than you would spend on takeout or delivery, and it's much healthier. My favorite foods are the deep crust pizza and the chicken noodle soup, and I can assure you that it's a great program for those looking for a complete plan to lose weight and stay healthy. Order Nutrisystem now. Go to Nutrisystem.com/usweekly to get 50% off. Again, that's Nutrisystem.com/USWEEKLY to get 50% off. Now, back to the show.
Why do you think they didn't ask you to return? Because, I mean, you were such a big part of, I mean, you're a big part of every single season, but it just feels like, you know, you're kind of getting going.
I think it's okay. You know, like, I don't know. I can't speculate. I think it's because you didn't see a lot of me other than in drama this year. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really hard to, I think if you follow me on Instagram, you know who I am. Yeah. Like, you're like, okay, this is someone who's on the go all the time. She's with her kids. She's laughing. She makes fun of herself. This is her. But if you only see me when I'm in an argument, it's really hard to see the full picture.
Yeah. And I mean, would you blame a lot of that on this all Denise drama this season, I would imagine then?
No, I think we just got started and it was like, it just happened fast. I mean, we were in New York for like 3 or 4 days of filming and we maybe saw like, I don't know, it was a half an episode about it. So like, that's what we forget about sometimes. Like we're filming a lot and we think that something's gonna be, you know, shown, but sometimes it doesn't, but it's not like an editing thing. Anything I've ever done or said, I've done or said. So yeah. I have to kind of live with that. But, you know, I wish that we could have seen more of like the fun stuff, but it's, you know, it's a TV show.
Sure. I mean, do you feel like there's any unresolved issues that you wish you could go back and, you know, kind of tie up next season? Was there anything that you really wanted to let the viewers in on?
You know, I think I'm in a place right now where I'm just so grateful. You know, it's been a really hard 2020 for our family, and we've really come out and we're feeling good. And I'm just grateful for the friendships that I do have in the group yeah. and the support that I've had from those women and from the producers. And I have to just focus on that. If I focus on the past, like I said in my podcast, I said like the one thing I don't want to do, my goal is like, I don't want to be the person that's like on Twitter commenting about a show that I'm not on,
right.
talking badly about women that I'm no longer working with. Like it makes no sense.
Yeah.
So like, I really just have to kind of focus on like the next steps, what's going forward.
Sure. I mean, we do see so many housewives return in friend aspects or even, you know, at parties and things like that. Are you going to leave the door open to that? Or you just kind of want to put this all behind you?
I mean, I think some of the women are some of my closest friends. So I don't know. I'm not at that place where I can make that decision right now. Mm-hmm. I do know that I wouldn't want to be in a situation where I was thrown in just to like be in, you know, to make me feel uncomfortable. So I have to see the situation and then play it by ear.
Totally. Have you spoken to all of the women since the news?
I've spoken to most of them. Yes. You know, I have close friendships with a lot of them and we talk often and I think you have to kind of say like, guys, I'm still okay. You have to kind of put it out there and be vulnerable. Like, listen, of course my feelings were hurt when all this happened, but like, I love you and I care about you and I still want to hear about you and I don't want anything to change and you don't have to worry about that. And I think that some people, you know, are going to be like me where they say that. And some people need to pull away completely because mm-hmm. it's hard to, you know, witness it if you're no longer a part of it. But yeah. So I truly think that the relationships that are strong will remain strong.
Right. I mean, I want to get, what was your reaction when Garcelle just replied, okay, when she was asked about you leaving the show?
Oh, I didn't even know she did. Well, I mean, our thing at the reunion, I mean, here's the thing. I like Garcelle. I think she's funny and beautiful and smart. And, you know, I made a good point at the reunion, so she's probably a little bitter about it. But other than that, I think she's great. And I think she's going to have a lot of success on the show. And I'm excited to watch her.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody was surprised that Denise decided to, either if she decided to leave or if they asked her not to come back. I mean, is it almost like a relief that this, all that drama is going to be behind us as well?
I mean, any drama that was brutal last year. So I'm just happy to now no longer be a part of that.
No longer be. How is your dad feeling about it? Cause I know he's a big fan of the show.
Oh my gosh. He's like, am I not going to be watching it anymore? I'm like, I don't know, Dad, you're going to have to make that decision yourself. But I just saw him recently and you know, he still teases me about everything. Like he's like, pink hair. Why? And I'm like, it's probably going to be pink again. I'm like, I get antsy with my hair when I'm post baby.
I love that. I love that. Is he like a big fan of other Bravo shows?
Oh, he just started watching Housewives because I was on it. And then he started becoming, you know, like, oh, I love her, blah, blah, blah. And then like has nicknames for everybody. So that's really how it kind of started. But I don't know if he'll, he's more of a news type of guy.
Yes. I mean, is reality TV in your future still? Is this something that you would definitely want to do again in some capacity?
I think that there's, you know, a space to show, you know, changing your life and all the things, you know, more of a positive side to it. I can say that, you know, the hardest part for me in being in the show was like, you know, having really positive things happen and then knowing that like you have to have confrontation because there's like leftover residual drama happening within the friend group on the show, and not having that, I know that I can open a lot of doors and a lot of space in that direction. So you never know. I mean, my ultimate dream, just to put it in the universe, is like, I would love to be on like a morning show or do something like that. And, you know, I feel like if I put it out there at some point, who knows how old I'll be, maybe it'll happen.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. Do you have any regrets from the show? Anything that you wish you could do over again?
No, I don't. I there's of course things in your life that you watch back. You know, I remember my second season, I watched back like, oh my gosh, like I was kind of nagging my husband a lot. And I apologized to him and it wasn't a regret, it was a learning opportunity. So I hate to say regrets, but I have learned things about myself from the show.
Yeah.
And I've grown because of those things. Like I don't watch them and go, gosh, I've never made a mistake in my life. I watch them and go, okay, I could work on that. Like watching back last season, I'm like, okay, I'm glad that I said all of the things that I said because I had to say them. Maybe I could have done it in a different tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think because, and I'm not using this as an excuse whatsoever, but being pregnant and, you know, not having that like glass or two of wine to kind of loosen things up, you're tense, especially when you know that like you're having to have these hard conversations. And so, yeah, I wish I could have laughed things off a little bit more, been a little lighter in moments, but like, you know what? Sometimes I'm just type A.
Yeah, no.
That's how it goes.
I mean, do you ever wish that like the Brandy and Denise stuff never even came to, or Brandy never brought it up to your attention, because then it never really would have got going?
I mean, had I never been told that information on camera, I mean, of course, you hear tons of things that happen off camera, and I would never have repeated those types of things on the show. That's just not who I am. I'm not out to like get somebody, but once something's on camera, it's on camera.
Yeah, it's gonna come out.
That's, I mean, you know, when you're doing the show, like if you've got skeletons, if you've got this, if you've got that, it's, there's a chance it's gonna come out on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really how I kind of lived my life on the show, was I will never bring, I'm not going to be to the point where I'm looking for stuff outside of the show to bring up. But if something is told on camera and it directly affects me, I had to handle it.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to come out eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think about it in hindsight, like, could you imagine had I not told her and she was blindsided when the show came out?
Right. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all gossiped about her behind her back. What we thought? Come on.
Yeah, no, that's true. Before we get to the game, I have to ask, how is Stassi doing? I know that you guys are really good friends.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing. I love her so much. And she's going to be such a wonderful mom. I'm so excited for Stassi and Beau.
Yeah. Were you at the wedding?
No, I was out of town.
No. Is she loving pregnancy though? Because it definitely seems like she has that pregnancy glow.
I mean, she's definitely a glowing mommy to be.
Mm-hmm. I know that she had a hand in naming baby Dove. Are you going to have a hand in naming her baby?
No. I think she's got that one on lock.
All right, good. I love it. Teddy, it's always such a pleasure. Thank you so much. It was so great catching up with you.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you need your Housewives fix before then, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.